Hi, and welcome to Swiss Info's program for September the 20th. I'm Jeannie Wirtz. Back when I was 20 years old and working in my first job as a reporter in Washington, D.C., I took the metro every day to my office, 4 blocks from the White House. As I came up the escalator from the underground station, I could feel the air almost crackle with energy. Ronald Reagan was president, and Washington in the 80s was a city with purpose and confidence. Bern, like Washington, is a capital city, but a tourist standing in Parliament Square is more likely to be impressed by the stately beauty of the Parliament building than by the power of the people working inside. Who goes into politics in an unassuming country like Switzerland, and why? I headed for the Parliament building to find out. It's 9:15 on a Tuesday morning, and the small coffee shop in the Parliament building hums with a dozen conversations. 2 television screens hang high on the wall, their volumes muted. On the right, the Interior Minister is addressing the 200 members of the House of Representatives. On the left, the Foreign Affairs Minister is addressing the 46 members of the Senate. Except that many of the members aren't in the chambers. They're keeping track of the proceedings from the coffee shop, or holding meetings at the tables that fill an elegant foyer with a view of the Alps. At the end of the foyer is a conference room where members of Parliament can read newspapers and be interviewed. A little further on, there's a door that unlocks with a badge and leads to the journalist's tribune in the chambers of the House of Reps. From here, I listen to politicians making presentations in German, which I mostly understand, in French, which I sometimes understand, and in Italian, which I don't understand at all. Switzerland has a long tradition of non-professional militia politics at the local, cantonal, and national levels.
At the beginning of the Confederation, the federalist structure of Switzerland was stronger, and there were not that many policies to solve on the national level. Devote time to politics was seen as a duty for honored members of the Swiss society.
Sarah Butikofer is a researcher from the University of Zurich who has been studying the professionalization of the Swiss parliament.
The MPs are, by definition, not full-time professional politicians, even if they devote a large part of their working hours to the parliamentary duties. But some of them keep their jobs and follow on their professional career, while others are more willing to put all their eggs in one basket and to focus entirely on a political career with all the uncertainty this implies.
Natalie Rickley of the Swiss People's Party is proud of the Swiss tradition of non-professional political service and of the way it represents the different facets of society.
I'm convinced of the value of the militia system. I think it's absolutely the right system for Switzerland. I think that it's closer to the people. For instance, it's important that we have business people in Parliament, and I'm glad that we have doctors in Parliament, and I can bring my experience in advertising and the media to discussions. In this way, on the one hand, we're close to the people, and on the other, we're close to business. The representatives of the various interest groups have access to us here in the Parliament building. On the conservative side, certainly the entrepreneurs, the trade associations. On the left, it's the unions, consumer protection, and that enables us to discuss problems together. Probably it isn't transferable one-to-one to other countries because of the way it's grown and developed, but I'm convinced that we have to hold on to our system.
In fact, the structure of the Swiss Parliament, with senators representing the cantons and members of the House of Representatives representing the people, was originally modeled on the system in the United States. But there are several major differences between the political systems of the two countries. One is how often Swiss citizens are called on to vote. My first experience with voting came in February 2014. I had just become a Swiss citizen in December. The gray envelope containing my voting materials arrived by mail, filled with an overwhelming array of flyers for local parties and candidates. I didn't know any of the people running for office. I studied their profiles intently and filled in my form with 20 names. Many of the candidates were young. Some were even still in school. According to Sarah Butikofer, there's a new generation of politicians who enter politics and the national parliament at a very young age, often directly after graduation, and don't have a lot of professional experience. So what qualities do they bring to the job?
They have high analytical, rhetorical, and social skills, and they are brilliant in dealing with journalists, media requests. They entered in politics very young, most of them in their 20s or in their early 20s, and they really learned how to deal with the others, how to get your network, how to convince other people from your opinions. They really learned it by doing it. They become members of the young groups of the parties, and they were seen as very talented, ambitious young politicians.
One of those who started young is Evi Aleman, a member of the center-left Social Democratic Party. At 20, Aleman was the youngest member ever elected to Bern's cantonal parliament. And in 2003, she was elected to the national parliament, where she gave the traditional welcome speech at the opening session.
Yeah, I was able to give the opening speech, which is always given by the youngest parliamentarian. That was an opportunity, because barely an hour after entering parliament, you speak in front of everyone. People in the parliament know who you are, and if you do a relatively good job, it resonates in the media as well. I was lucky that that happened. I could use my status as the youngest as an opportunity. Later in your political career, it's much more of a disadvantage if you're labeled as young. It's not a symbol of quality. It's like earlier, when women had to always prove themselves.
Like many politicians, Aleman worked her way up the ladder from local to national politics. I asked her what she sees as the difference between the two.
It's similar in terms of the parliamentary process, the craft that's required, but it's totally different in terms of the level of media attention and the influence. You're much more in focus at the national level. You're much more closely watched. But of course, that's an opportunity, because it allows you to reach a broader public, and you can really generate an echo for your political ideas. And you're taken more seriously than at the cantonal level.
Media attention played a major role in the political career of Thomas Minder, who was the owner of a company producing personal care products. In 2006, before he was a politician, he launched a people's initiative to combat excessive manager salaries. Swiss voters' passage of the Fat Cat Initiative in 2013 made headlines worldwide, and Minder found himself with a seat in the Senate. Becoming a politician was a rather unexpected development in his life, he told me during a break from Senate business.
No, I've never done politics at all. No, I would say that I'm coming out of a politically interested family, but I have never done politics in my region, in the canton of Schaffhausen. Okay, was more or less the initiative and the effect I had with the initiative, and the Swiss citizen and the citizen of Schaffhausen said, yes, we need that guy in Bern. He's able to do something. He's not only talking about, he's able to do that more or less by his own. That was probably the reason why he was elected.
For other members of parliament, like 34-year-old Bastian Giro, a member of the Green Party, going into politics just seemed natural.
I was always interested in changing things on the societal level. I was very engaged in environmental issue, but also global justice. And first I went to Greenpeace, but then I saw that politics is perhaps the better place for me to engage myself.
You do have another job outside of being a politician. What is your job?
I'm a postdoc researcher for 70% at the ETH, at the Group for Sustainability and Technology. And this gives me certainly an advantage, allows me to have to build my own opinion independently, whether politicians which work full-time are often depend on the opinion of other experts, and there also lobbyists get a lot of influence.
Besides serving on committees and attending parliamentary sessions 12 weeks a year, members of the Swiss Parliament also do the usual networking at public events. But more often than not, they travel there by public transportation and are completely accessible to members of the public who come up to say hello. Oskar Freisinger, a member of the Swiss People's Party, values this accessibility. I stopped for a chat with him at a celebration on the public square in front of the Parliament building.
Are you here today in your role from your canton or from the Nationalrat?
Oh, both roles. I'm a member of the Swiss Parliament and a member of the government of my canton. And that's the particularity of Switzerland. We are a confederation, 26 little states, who built a unity. And today I'm quite schizophrenic, half part member of the Swiss part of politics and the whole part of cantonal politics.
How hard is it to combine the two?
It's not a full-time job, it's a one-and-a-half-time job. Because I'm still in this Swiss parliament, but until October next year. And then I'll quit here, because it's on the long run, it's too much. You can't stand it for a long time. But for 1 or 2 years, it's possible to do that.
And what do you think of the Swiss system being a milit system or a professional system? Is one better than the other?
The militia system is better because you have the everyday contact with the people in the streets. You're not in another world, separated from the daily problems of the people. If you're a militian, you have a job, and so you're accessible for the people. They can speak to you, they can tell you their problems, give you some solutions, and so on, some ideas you can put into this parliament. I always made that, and that's very interesting. You have this contact, and you don't lose the link to the reality. A militian parliament is therefore better than a professional parliament, because the professionals tend to form a little circle which is separated from everyday life, and they have their own logic and lose the link to the normal people.
I see the defense minister, Uli Maurer, having his photo taken with some women in costumes. To the outside observer, he could be just one of the crowd. I head over and ask why there are so many people in Bern.
We're celebrating three western cantons, Valais, Geneva and Neuchâtel, joining the Confederation 200 years ago. And that's an occasion for a party.
What is the appeal of Swiss politics? Bern may not have the buzz and energy of Washington, but it's still a place where people of all backgrounds can share their opinions, discuss options, and propose solutions for issues that affect all of us. Switzerland is, after all, the country where the president travels on public transportation without bodyguards. Because he is, in the end, one of us. That's all we have time for. More news and features about Switzerland are available on our website, www.swissinfo.ch. And to play us out, here are Josias and Christian Jenny and Peter Zinsli on the traditional Schweizer Ögli. Thanks for listening. Tune in again next week. I'm Jeannie Wirtz.